when you have a situation like you guys had on Sunday where there's a lot of cameras focused on the sidelines. What have the past couple of days been like for you? Have you heard from relatives and friends who live in the area and probably don't get to see you on TV too much?
No, I just heard from my mom, you know, watch my language. No, it's just, you know, two competitive guys that want the best for the team, and, you know, we've moved on to Denver and ready to, you know, get ready for Denver now.
So, you know, one thing that seemed apparent in that situation was that you coached Brady like everyone. Like you didn't shy away from coaching him, you know, based on, say, who he is or whatever. At what point did you realize that either that could be the case or even maybe that he wanted that to be the case?
I believe, you know, again, I really like to focus on Denver today, but just, you know, when you walk in the door here, you know, and you work for Bill Belichick, I mean, you know, you're going to learn how to coach and you're going to learn how to play. And, you know, that's one of the things we pride ourselves on here is both coaches and players looking to improve every day and communicate with each other every day. And sometimes communication takes different forms and you know, it's an intense environment and a competitive environment, and the players would want it no other way, and the coaches would want it no other way. So that's what it is, and again, we're getting ready for Denver in that same type of environment, going into a very hostile environment in Denver against a very good team. So we need to have a great practice week and bring a good game plan out to Denver.
So what the cameras caught on Sunday isn't something that we see a whole lot of. Is there anything that happened that you regret?
Again, you know, guys, we're moving on to Denver here. You know, that was the Redskins game, and you know, I communicate with the players all the time. The communication takes different forms at times, obviously, but, you know, again, we're focused on Denver at this point, and that's what we're game planning for right now. So I'd really like to just focus on Denver.
Well, Bill, since Tebow doesn't play defense. I guess I can ask you about some of the defensive players. What about those two edge rushers they have? What are some of the challenges they bring?
Yeah, both those guys, Von Miller and Elvis Dumervil, those guys are explosive guys that have different rush techniques, good speed. It's a fast defense overall. And so we're going to have to do a good job, especially early in the game, of getting used to the speed of the game, as it relates definitely to those two guys, and then, you know, the rest of the defense too. So it's a real challenge, especially on the road with the crowd noise and all those different things that will go into the game plan.
Bill, kind of a generic question about your running game. Sort of looking forward, how confident are you that you can win important playoff games in January with the guys you've got and the way you run the ball?
Again, you know, January, it's the middle of December, and we're getting ready to play Denver. So there's a game plan being put together right now, and as far as my confidence in our players on offense, I have tremendous confidence in everybody we put out there on offense. And, you know, again, we're putting it together right now, and hopefully we'll have three really good days of practice and a walkthrough on Saturday and be ready to go on Sunday.
Bill, what does it say about Nate Solder that he's maybe had a little bit more on his plate this year than your average rookie offensive tackle being asked to particularly being asked to work as an extra tight end in a lot of situations?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, you can't say enough about what Nate's done as a rookie. And, you know, again, being coached by Dante is a big deal, too, because, you know, he came in and was able to be under Dante's guidance right away as a rookie, and that's really important too. But we do put a lot on his plate, and we ask him to know different parts of the game plan, obviously, and he's done a good job. And so he fits right into that whole group of, you know, the veterans that we have up there. I mean, another guy is Brian Waters, who came in here this year and new to the system and has had a really good year. And obviously our veteran players that have been here for a while, so it's a good, solid group of guys, and Nate's done an excellent job of coming in here and contributing.
Bill, we saw plenty of obviously Tyquan Underwood on the interception, but he did play plays before that, a bunch of plays, more than we've seen. What did you see from him, and what led to the decision to have him on the field when Branch went down?
One of the things we really stress here is how you practice and how you handle the game plan. And so, you know, we felt like Tyquan, along with the other guys we put out on the field there, were ready, you know, with the game plan and what we were trying to do in that game. And then, obviously, we felt like they matched up well against some of the things that the Redskins were doing. So him, along with all the other guys that played in that game, those were the guys that that we went into the game, you know, prepared to play with.
So just to follow up on that, how much of that, too, was availability of your other receivers? I know it looked like Deion was out late, and Chad's playing time sort of dipped in the second half, but did something come up there where he wasn't available to you at the end of that game?
It was just the type of game we were playing and what they were doing defensively. Those were the players that that we went with at that time of the game.
Bill, is there a particular teaching moment for Tyquan or receivers on that particular play in question going forward that you would advise your wide receivers on what to do or what not to do on that play going forward into a game like Denver?
There's a teaching moment probably carrying on every single play, and that's why, you know, we, for everybody, and that's why we meet on Mondays and go through the tape and have a good meeting and communicate as to what we want to do better and some things that we've done really well. I mean, again, at the end of the day now, we've been a very productive offense this year. So there's a lot more good than bad. And so the things that we're correcting, you know, we try to get them corrected as quickly as possible. And the guys that we have, they really do work hard at correcting them. So there's things that you can correct on a lot of plays. And again, that was one play in the game of, you know, I think we ran 60 some odd plays in that game. So we try to correct and move on.
Speaking of film session, what's it like when you guys go back and look at Gronkowski shedding those two Redskins would-be tacklers, and then also when he leaves Ryan Kerrigan lying on the turf? What's it like watching that with the group?
Yeah, he's an impressive guy who is a very physical player and has done a good job every week for us, along with Aaron at that position, of understanding the game plan and how we want to attack the opposing team. And, you know, those guys, both those guys being in their second year, it's, you know, obviously it's pretty impressive what they've done to this point. And they just need to try to improve every day, which they really try to do. They're both hard workers. They love to practice. And hopefully they'll have continued success.
Champ Bailey's been playing the league for, I don't know, ever. You guys have faced some good corners this year, including Revis twice. Where does Bailey rank, and does he still look? Is he still getting it done like he did when he was, you know, much younger?
Well, you know, there's no question about it. I mean, he basically covers the other team's best receiver every week, so I would say he's definitely in the upper echelon of players. So he's in his 13th year, and I don't see any drop-off with that guy. I got a lot of respect for their whole secondary with Dawkins, Carter, and Goodman, you know, and they're you know, Chris Harris and Jonathan's out there now. So they got a strong secondary, and we got to be ready to go against them.